PTSD begins with a traumatizing event, often exacerbated by additional experiences. The condition is complicated when triggered by stimuli associated with that trauma. The initial trauma for partners of sex addicts is often the day they discover they are living with a stranger who has affairs or illicit sex or is pornography obsessed, who has a secret life outside their relationship. The trauma is repeated as they learn the ways their partner has and will betray and deceive to continue the addiction. Even if the relationship ends or the addict gets into recovery, the resulting partner's PTSD is challenging to heal. Partners of sex addicts, most often women, no longer know what is real or what to trust. Their whole existence is threatened. It becomes difficult to be fully functional.
Once disclosure happens and her world's shattered, she's still expected to be wife, mother. She's working, you know, professional person on the job. You don't get time off for this. You know, we're lucky to, in our society, get 3 days off if we're grieving the loss of a loved one. We get no time when our whole lives have just been shattered due to sex addiction and this kind of betrayals.
As they struggle with the loss of the primary relationship in their life, other costs accumulate.
They experience all sorts of other pressures and losses. Because they've been so traumatized, they've had a difficult time even functioning at work and losing their jobs, losing occupations, having to walk away from things that they love to do because they didn't have the energy, the ability to focus on that.
As Dr. Steffens interviewed partners of sex addicts about trauma, one symptom kept popping up, an inability to read.
It's almost like they have attention deficit disorder. They can't focus in. They get lost a lot. And even for some can lose the capacity to focus enough to be able to make sense of words on a page and to have those make sense in their brain.
But that's just a small piece of the PTSD experience. The voices you're about to hear are reading quotes from Dr. Steffens' research and her responses about them.
I loved my husband, and I wanted his comfort, yet he was the source of my searing pain. It left me feeling shell-shocked.
Those are words we often hear from combat veterans who have PTSD. I hear that in most of the partners I talk to. We have this expectation that when we are in a committed relationship, that that's our safe place, the place we go when we're beat up out in the world. And the person we would normally go to is the one who just hurt us more than anyone else ever had. So their safe place disappeared.
I felt terror, anger, and rage, and fury at God.
So it can set up a spiritual crisis as well, of feeling unsafe even in that safe place in their life. Another woman said, I had fear for my health and for our children. When a woman finds out about sex addiction and hidden sexual behaviors and betrayal, she automatically goes to, am I safe? Do I have a disease? Have I been exposed to something? And then she goes to her children. Did something happen with my kids? Have they seen something, heard something, witnessed something? Has something happened to them? So it raises fears not only for her own safety, but for the whole family.
I had disturbing dreams.
This is the kind of traumatic event that invades every area of our life, even our sleep. So they have nightmares. But for some women, avoiding sexual contact at all costs is paramount for them because it's so triggering and so fear-provoking.
How could I be in bed and be intimate with someone when there are so many other women in the room?
In addition to emotional and occupational struggles, the prolonged stress of PTSD often results in physical illnesses.
I cannot tell you how many partners I work with who, as part of the stress they've been under, have developed a form of cancer, Normally breast cancer is what I seem to hear the most. But cancer or chronic fatigue or other kinds of just chronic conditions that they have to deal with.
So what do you do? Will divorce or ending the relationship fix the PTSD?
Don't think that divorcing is going to somehow take a big eraser to the trauma that you've just endured. Divorcing isn't a solution in terms of dealing with the PTSD. It may reduce future trauma. Absolutely, it can do that. So if you've already developed post-traumatic stress symptoms in response to sex addiction, getting a divorce is not going to undo it. In the relationship or out of the relationship, you still have to deal with the wounding and get assistance, get support, and get help, and do whatever it takes to take good care of yourself so that you survive and thrive.
PTSD can last a lifetime, but there is hope. If the person finds safety and support post-trauma, the symptoms can be managed and life fully lived.
If a partner is able to get those things and have that for a prolonged period of time, there is every reason in the world to believe she's going to have a good outcome. That, yeah, there may be some residual symptoms that hang on over a period of time, but the severity of the symptoms should get better.
This is Judy Welly with WYSO's Community Voices.